This is Twit.
What can I do for you, John?
So, Leo, listen, I need some help in putting together a desktop computer. So I am of the opinion that I get the best possible desktop with the best possible components. So it lasts me a long time, and I like Dell computers, XPS. And the one that I'm currently, the one that I currently have right now is about to be 11 years old.
Yikes!
I know.
You did get the maximum. You worked that guy till it's been on its knees.
That's how I feel. And I feel, well, look, I'm a teacher. And so everything we're doing right now is, you know, through so-called long, you know, distance learning. And I feel that this thing, when I'm running Zoom and I'm running, like, all of these windows.
Yeah.
I feel like noises from the back of my computer that I've never had before. So I'm
yeah, once computers start groaning, fired me up again. Oh, no.
Exactly. And then once I start, like, shutting things down, like I turn on Zoom, then the computer already starts humming down to its regular hum.
Yeah, it's the fan. It's the fan, yeah. But these things wear out. That's the only thing. Well, in a modern computer, that's the only moving part. Your computer has spinning hard drives still. You'd be benefiting. And, you know, if you liked your Dell XPS, I have the Dell XPS 13, the 2020 edition they came out with in January, and I love it. It's a beautiful computer. I highly recommend it. Yeah. You want a laptop?
No, a desktop. I'm just a fan of desktop.
Oh, well, you know, you're right, because a desktop is, I mean, you can't really upgrade a laptop, but desktops you can upgrade. You can fix things. If they go wrong, you can take them out.
I've done things over the years. And
you can clean them. In fact, that might be where you're hearing the groaning from. Is the fans might be getting a little dust on them and stuff like that. You could actually probably open it up. But still, 11 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate to say, I'm due a new computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Does the school help you at all with that?
No. I mean, they're letting us take our school computers, our desktop school computers home. But then I run into some problems like, there's certain things I can't run off.
Yeah. So they're locked down. They're probably as old as your home computer anyway.
Yeah.
So, it's not, I mean, it's, you're also going to use it for personal use.
Right. So, Leo, I have three things that I wanted to ask you about. You know, my hard drive, my graphics card, and my memory. So, hard drive, obviously, I have to go to a solid state now.
Yeah, you want to go to an SSD.
Yeah.
Big difference. Big improvement.
So the question is, is it a single or a dual set that they offer? Like, I know that they say that, you know, the thinking with dual hard drives is that one is a solid state and the other one is a regular state.
Don't do that. That's the hybrid. And they did that because it was so expensive. It used to be so expensive for SSDs. They thought, we'll give you a little SSD. You get some of the benefit of the speed. And we'll move stuff that you use a lot onto that. But they're really little. They're like 64 gigs. It was a bad idea. And it was an interim idea. And because the prices of SSDs have now fallen drastically, it's an old idea you don't need to worry about. Just get a solid state drive.
Okay. So then, if I get like a one with 1 terabyte.
Plenty.
Okay, great.
Plenty.
Okay. So there's no need to get a second one where
you... No, you would want some external drives for backup. You know, you always have to consider your backup. But internally, a terabyte is a lot of storage.
Okay, good. Okay, check. Graphics card. Never on board. Always buy, a good graphics card. Question is, even though, you know, I might not be, you know, editing video and stuff like that, I just have the opinion that the best graphics card is always...
I don't think you need to do that. These days, the Intel graphics have gotten, the Iris is pretty darn good. I got to take a break. Hold on. I'll talk to you off the air. Scott Wilkinson, Home Theater Geek, coming up. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Honestly, because you're not gaming. Are you doing anything that demands discrete graphics, I guess is the question.
Well, you know, I don't know if this is true, but when I'm Zooming and I'm running all of these things, is that considered graphics, Leo, or not?
Yeah, the Zoom will use the graphics card, but you don't need a high-end. You'll spend a lot of money for a high-end graphics card.
Right. I was about to ask.
Honestly, what Intel has done over the years to improve the graphics that come with the Intel chip, the system on a chip, the Iris is their current version, is actually quite good. It's as good as a graphics card was a couple of years ago. So I think for Zoom, it's fine. If you're doing gaming or video editing or 3D design. There are a few things a graphic, you know, Photoshop, there are a few things a graphics card will benefit you. But it is a great expense. And honestly, I would say take that money and buy a nicer monitor or a nicer, you know, keyboard or things that you're going to really benefit from. I don't think you're going to see any difference.
So I should stick with the onboard graphics or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, they're really? Fine. Yeah, you don't need to spend extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will on the onboard graphics card, will they support dual monitors? Because I'm really
absolutely.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I'm so glad I spoke to you.
Yeah, we'll save you some money. That saves you quite a bit of money on it.
Yeah, I was getting ready to shell out like $300 or $350
yeah.
for just that alone.
I'd prefer seeing you get a nicer monitor or two monitors. That's great.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
For presenting, it makes sense. I love, you know, one of the things Zoom does is they'll put the speaker in one screen and then the grid in another screen.
Right.
So I love that. There's lots of reasons why you would like that. You're presenting, so you'd
right.
like to see your desktop. There's all sorts of reasons why
yeah,
a multi-monitor
yeah,
setup.
All the things that I'm going to present, I'd like to
yeah.
stick on one, prepare and have them on one monitor.
In general, any modern, you know, i5 with Iris graphics is going to be fine. You might check the specs before you buy it or call and ask and say, can I do two monitors? But I've never heard of it not being able to do two monitors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, memory. You know, I currently have on this old thing here, you know, 12 gigabytes, but obviously
12's good for 11 years ago. You obviously added some after a while.
Yeah.
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 I'd say 16 is fine.
Okay. Not 30, so I don't have to go to
30. No. Again, that's if you're doing stuff that really is demanding.
Okay.
16's plenty.
Okay.
So 16 terabyte, and this is a very typical setup, by the way. 16 gigs of RAM, a terabyte hard drive, internal, you know, motherboard graphics, Iris graphics. That's kind of the base model. And an i5 is plenty. You don't need an i7.
That was my final question.
Yeah.
So no i7,
the
no
difference,
i9, just i5.
Yeah, fine. I mean, if it's a small price difference, the difference between the i5 and 7 is more L2 cache, which does make a difference in performance. And you'll get hyper-threading, which means you can do more things simultaneously. So you'll get some benefit from an i7.
Uh-huh.
In a laptop, I don't generally recommend them just because the heat issues keep it from running at full speed. But on a desktop with good cooling, you'll see better performance with an i7. So
okay.
it's kind of up to you on whether you want to spend the money on that.
Gotcha. Leo, thank you so much, man. I'm so thankful that you did this for me because you just gave me a bunch of money right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for teaching. What do you teach?
I teach Spanish at the high school level.
Nice.
And, man, it is hard, Leo.
Nice. Keeping their attention in Zoom must be very difficult.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, a class of 35, 36 kids. And
must be
and
so hard.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Especially language. Yeah.
Especially language, Leo.
Yeah.
You know, I need the interaction. And
right.
then I need to have them interact with one another. Man, it's so difficult. I just hope this whole thing, you know, we just get out of this as soon as possible.
Yeah. You know, and in some ways you're going to look at this year as a little bit, not lost, but it'll be a less valuable year for these kids, sad to say.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is.
Exactly.
Better than dying. Hey, thank you for teaching. Thank you for making that sacrifice.
Man, thank you for the
My pleasure. Take care.
So
Bye, John.
Much.